Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me the truth. Are you not mesmerized? Are chills not going up and down your skinny little spine?
What do you do all day? Not a goddamn thing. When was the last thing you did anything over there at that studio? Never. You never do a goddamn thing but sit around and bitch about women's genitalia. You guys are disgusting and need to get off the radio. Jake, you're fired.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? Comes up personality. I know your anger. I know your dream. I did everything you want.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Pentland Show. What is that? What is that? Eli? Oh, we just lost Eli. I guess his phone went out. You know, Jen, this show has yet to make it through the opening fucking theme song without some sort of technical difficulty. Have you noticed that?
No, it's all planned. You're supposed to say that.
Oh, yeah. I handled it
it's
better before.
It's our schtick.
Hopefully Eli will call, because I already see we have a caller. Two callers. Oh, there's Eli. He's calling back. Our screener got disconnected, so if you're calling to talk, it'll just bear with us for a few minutes. Well, now that we got the technical issues out of the way, I want to say hello, Jen.
Hello.
As always.
Did I sound like I'm crying still?
No, I don't know what you were doing when I called. It sounded like you were crying. And I know you're pregnant, so I'm always scared before I call you that I don't know who's going to answer. The hormonal ass will be on the other line.
It's really weird to me how much I don't cry. So no, I was napping. My kids were up early peeing on each other and shit.
Yeah, I saw they peed on each other. That's pretty cool. Do they share a bed, or is he really just walking and peeing on them?
No, it was in the same bathroom.
Oh,
luckily. So yeah, it was all over the walls, everywhere.
Oh God, I can't.
Not much different than their daddy. You know, we find that pee everywhere.
You know, it's not as easy as it looks. I know for women you think that it's like, oh, here's this tube with one hole and it comes out. It doesn't come out straight. It actually comes out like a shower head. It does have a wide stream and it happens and there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to wipe down.
Yeah, I have a little more sympathy now. But, yeah, no, he peed on Parker. Parker had to be stripped down and wiped down. So.
Why? How does that happen? How do you just...
I don't know.
Were they sharing, like, were they going to the bathroom?
Drop. They pee together. They pee. They're 5 and 7, so they'll go pee at the same time, and one's on one side of the toilet, one's on the other side.
Oh, you're not supposed to cross streams. Remember Ghostbusters?
Yeah, no, they didn't cross streams. They went over the stream.
And then what, Cooper just missed? Or Parker missed?
Yeah, he says, but it was a lot of missing. You know, I understand a squirt here and there when it first starts, but... he was soaked. I take part. He's all, he peed on me. Take his clothes off, and I mean, it's dripping down his back.
Oh my God! He doused him.
Yeah, he soaked him.
That's got to be intentional, right?
Yeah, yeah. He claims accident, but no.
Accident's like a few drops, not clothes changing accident.
Right, and they get, you know, they're little, but really, ever since they could pee, they get erections is when they wake up, just like men do. It's so weird. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And then I had to ask all my friends with boys. So yeah, they have trouble peeing in the morning, and I get that, but you can stop. I know you can cut it off.
It's true. It's easier than it seems. Well, I say we get right into the show, man. Enough of the small talk about your boys urinating on each other. It's depressing.
Well, if I fall asleep on the show, that's why.
We actually have a caller on the line that I can't even contain my excitement at this point. This is, I guess her name's Claire. I thought it was Danielle. Danielle Clara is the name on Twitter, also known as the Other Sister. And those of you who follow me on Twitter know that I had it in with this lady probably, I think, maybe even 3 weeks ago. She was the latest victim of my awesome crusade. Unfortunately, she... just like Susan and many following before, didn't know that they had actually lost the debate, although everyone else knew. It was not clear to Claire. So, Claire, are you there?
I'm here, special one.
Is it Danielle or Claire?
Well, okay, the movie The Other Sister, it's Daniel and Carla from that movie.
Oh, okay.
Which has nothing to do with me. It just was something that I was inspired to put up there because I was joining Twitter.
Got you. So your name's actually Claire?
Yep.
And I've never met you, because you know my sister Jenny, right? You were in the crazy camp with her, right?
Yeah, with both of them. But yeah, with Jenny.
Okay. So you're an RMA grad. You know my sister.
Yes.
And we got in a fight. And I named you the very first Twidiot of the week. And you were supposed to call and get your award, but you got scared and were afraid.
Oh, no. Let's clear that up right now. No. No, and you're laughing because you know you had technical difficulties.
I may be fudging the truth there a little bit. Yes. No, you did call. We did not take your call. So anyway, before we go on, Claire, I just want to play your theme song. Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is now the new segment on Jake Pentland Show called Twidiot of the Week.
Twidiot of the Week. Twidiot of the Week.
My God, that's awesome.
I find it flattering that you find it so hard to contain your crush on me, but that's okay. I understand. I'm used to it.
Well, first of all, let's back up before we get into it. What exactly happened? I have a bunch of things I want to get to the show, so I'm just trying to stay on topic for once.
Okay.
What I remember happening with our quote unquote debate, although it was more one sided than a debate. I mean,
clearly not knowing what the heck you're talking about. But okay, so continue.
Here's what I remember, Claire, and tell me if I'm correct. I had this debate with Jenny. Okay, maybe 6 months ago. It's been ongoing, off and on, in between my bullying talk and calling everyone big wussy. Another topic that I just love is the battle of the sexes. Okay, it's also near and dear to my heart. I'm not going to get into it. People that are sick of talking about it, don't worry. We're just clarifying Twitty of the Week.
No,
so
battle of the sexes is good. I'm with you on that one, but go ahead.
Okay. No, we'll talk about it a little bit because we got to fill in the people why you're Twitty of the Week. Although I think you're honorary Twidiot of the Month because I've been talking to you for longer than the week, and you hold it. You're a three-time holder. But anyway, I said I made a joke because I was talking to Jenny, and we had this debate, and I was saying women are not oppressed in America. Yes, there are things that can get better, but if you want to talk about oppression, you know, watch a documentary on the Middle East where, you know, women literally are beaten and raped every day and blah, blah, blah. It's in America you have it good. So Jenny basically then I think her response was to call me gay and block me or something. I don't remember how that happened, but that fight was done. So when you got involved, because you follow my sister Jenny, I had made a joke because I was in another stream of conscious thread, and I had made a joke where I said, you know, we're going to improve America. Once we do this, this will get better. This will get better. It was totally tongue-in-cheek. And I said, once we free women in America from the bonds of college educations, it will all be better. Okay? And the reason I said that was because I had said to Jenny in the debate that more women are attending college now. So I was using it as a counter-argument for her because she was arguing that women are indeed oppressed. And I said, well, if you're oppressed, then, you know, you wouldn't be getting college educations, blah, blah, blah. So that's when you came in. And the way I remember it, I made the thing, and you're like, Jake, you're stupid, you're a male gay bear, blah, 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 whatever stupid shit you
Totally, that sounds just like me, but go ahead, I'll let you embellish, continue.
Okay, so then, you'll have a chance to speak. So then, we go back and forth, and I keep nudging you, making the point that women are not oppressed in America. And the way I remember, when you were awarded Twitty of the Week, your final response was, Jake, you're so stupid, oppressed women don't go to college, which was the original tweet that I had made. So that's the way I remember it. So I said, thank you for making my point. Another point for Jake, and yet another debate won. So is that what happened?
In your mind, absolutely, I'm sure.
No, I
can't argue with crazy, but yeah, that's what you think happened.
I can. I do it all the time. I enjoy it. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was simply saying to you, I never called you stupid or an idiot. However, your thoughts and beliefs on things are, you know, lead me to wonder some things. But, I was just saying to your point, because you take it a little step further, Mr. Kangaroo, jump around on points. You start making it about kids and how their parents are bringing them up wrong so they're not tough. And then you started saying stuff about women can't get educations or college education isn't good for women. And I was just saying to you that I think that maybe college-educated women intimidate you because there's nothing scarier than an educated woman who knows what's going on.
That doesn't intimidate me in the least. When I'm intimidated, it would be like someone with a weapon or someone who could physically harm me. If somebody's smarter than me, it doesn't intimidate me. In fact, if anything, it inspires me. A lot of people around me, just so you know, are way smarter than me. I enjoy that.
You
I don't,
admit this?
Of course.
You know, other people can hear you saying this.
Yeah, I've never, ever denied it. That's the thing. And this is, before we go on, I want to clarify. The other thing about Twitter, because at the same time you were, you know, getting destroyed by me in this debate.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm always
you had
destroyed.
Accused me of jumping around on points, which I get accused of a lot. So I went back and read some tweets, and here's what I think's happening. So I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt here before, you know, I take another shot at you. What I think
okay.
happens is, because I am, you know, supremely intelligent and a master debater, what I can do
oh
is I can have multiple debates at the same time.
Jake, you're so special, but continue, yeah.
So I can do this. I can do this. So I can talk to Jenny about the oppression of women in America. I can talk to Jen Madlu, my co-host and friend, about parenting boys. And I can talk to you about, you know, whatever stupid shit you were saying. I don't remember. But I can do that simultaneous. And what I think is happening is the way Twitter works is I think Twitter picks and chooses certain tweets it allows through the timeline. And if I'm responding to someone and your name is at the top, you will be included in that conversation. So here's what I think happened. I think quite a few times I was talking to Jenny and there's at the other sister in the timeline. You assumed I was talking to you when I was having a separate debate. And I mean that because I do that a lot too. Twitter is actually very, very confusing from time to time. And I just want to say, I think that's why when you were being so stupid, I think maybe you're not actually stupid. Maybe you're just behind on another conversation. So,
no, see, I think that, see, you know, you're calling me stupid because you're insinuating that I can't understand or follow when you're talking to your sister versus when you are responding to me. Now, I
well,
will say that
I
what I think happens is that crappy Apple products, but I'm not going to get into that, are really slow on the uptake. So I think there was a few tweets, whatever, that I missed.
Right.
However, my argument with you is absolutely 200% my argument with you. And
okay.
But this is going to shock you. I don't believe women are oppressed either, at least I don't believe that I'm oppressed. There's nothing. I happen to think that I'm superior to my sex is superior to the male sex. Not putting males down, but the number one reason I think that is because the most innate thing that human beings have are emotions, and males, I agree with you to some points, they're called names, like you said them, fag or whatever else. If men want to have sensitive emotions, but the fact that you get so intimidated by a female, me, and then you have to, like, title me with Twidiot, I think just proves my point completely. So, I mean, I appreciate it. As I said, you inspired me to go back to start working, to go back and go to school again, because I don't ever want my brain to close up again, because you are proof of what happens when you stop learning.
Yes, touche. That's very funny. Okay, so let me just backtrack a little bit, just so we're on the same page, because I am now Eli. Eli, are you there? I am now going to attempt to debate a female. So I have to know going in that she's going to change the subject, she's going to get emotional, and she's not going to stay on topic. So I need sound effect help.
I don't
stay on
topic because I'm ADD. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm female.
So here we go. All right.
Eli's
okay.
Muted.
To clarify, Eli's muted because he knows that he's going to probably be screaming horribly offensive sexist things.
No, that's okay. I'm not offended by Ben. That's hard to do.
Yes,
anyway,
exactly. Okay, so before we go into your topic about anything, we are in agreement that Twitter's confusing, that you might have missed a tweet or two, and now we're at the point where you're saying you agree with me that women are not oppressed in America.
Oh, God, you're on such a slippery slope. No, I don't agree that Twitter is confusing. I agree that I'm saying that you jump around regardless. I'm saying that in that one specific instance when I was commenting on the conversation you were having with Jenny and then the conversation I was having with you, I agree that some tweets got missed.
Okay.
However, I am fully aware and do know that the difference of the conversation you're having with Jenny and the conversation you're having with me. So
okay. So then, okay. So you're accusing me of jumping around, but we do agree that women are not oppressed in America, yes? We're at that point.
We don't agree in the same way at all. But let's for the sake of the quickness of this phone call,
yeah.
Yes, let's just say that.
Okay, and Jen, what did you say?
What about the, we don't have equal pay yet. We have, you know, in comparison to men, we get paid, what, 70 cents to the dollar?
I think it's 76 cents on the dollar.
Oh, I'm sorry, 76. Well, you know what, we're moving up, so.
Yeah, see? Well, hold on, Jen. Hold on. See,
okay.
That's a woman changing the subject here. There's two of you now. So this is very – watch and learn, everybody. It can be done. For all the guys listening, this is how you handle your wife.
We're just
girlfriend.
A little more polite when you talk a little
wait,
bit.
Okay, watch and learn,
say,
okay?
Did you just say watch and learn so people can see you on the radio show?
No, watch and learn. You know, hopefully you're looking at a picture of me. I assume everyone looks at a picture of me. Yeah. No,
well,
good point. Listen and learn. Very good point, Daniel. Thank you. Or Claire. Listen and learn. This is how you can do it. Okay. So this is what we're stage we're in now in a male-female debate or argument. This is what most guys, this one we usually leave the room because we're like, hey, wait, I'm just trying to verify, make sure we're on the same page before we move on. And then it's, you know, change subject, act crazy by you guys. So let me just back up. I'm going to do this. This can't be done. You and I agree, for the most part, of course there's going to be, I'm not saying across the board, but in generally, that women in America are not oppressed. Yes?
Choose your words carefully. For the most part, no.
I always
agree.
Choose my words carefully, Claire. So
oh,
yes?
Okay.
Would you like me to word it differently?
We're not oppressed the way black people are. We're
okay. And again,
Jen, but it's still not.
Like hurting
as I said, for the sake of the conversation, yes, let's just agree. Okay.
Yeah, no,
let's
I
agree.
Didn't say do we agree across the board on every gender issue. I'm saying for the most
you
part.
You said, but mostly. Well, no, well, we agree. We agree to a point. We agree to a certain point.
We agree to a certain point that women are not oppressed in America. Can things get better? Yes. Did Jen make a great point that women don't make the same dollar-for-dollar value as men? Yes. I think
absolutely.
That is wrong. Granted,
absolutely.
They do the same work. That is wrong. That I don't consider that oppression. I consider, you know, things are getting better and improving. They're not perfect yet.
Wait. Hang on. Let me just step back. I can't speak for all women. I can speak for myself. I do
okay.
not feel that I'm oppressed. So how about I need to make that point.
Okay. Well, no,
I'm
going to get
more
there.
Than my male counterpart.
I'm
going to
get there. Just pick a point on the wall and focus on it. Okay.
That's the point that I'm focusing on.
Okay. So we agree, generally, yes. Okay. So that's done. So
Your
Twitty of the Week award, you know, we'll give it to someone else during the week. When you made my point, that's why I named you Twitty of the Week. Not that you disagree with me, but that it appeared I said women are not oppressed because they go to college, and you said women are not oppressed because they go to college, and then I called you an idiot. So that's done. Moving on.
Totally. If I agree with you, I'm the total Twitty of the Week. I'm totally aboard on this argument. Totally. Okay, let's go.
Okay. So, moving on, you then make the point that you're not feeling oppressed. Now, this is just you speaking for yourself. You're not saying women in general. So this is two very different things. So I'm going to ask you one thing first, and then we'll move on. Do you feel women, outside of you, women are oppressed in any way in America?
I can't speak for all women, and I wouldn't even attempt to do that.
Okay.
So
we'll just stick to you then. Okay. You don't feel that you are personally oppressed?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So
nor do I.
I mean, it could be my arrogance. I feel so superior in so many ways.
So that's what I want to get to next.
No, I know.
So
but
your reason for not feeling oppressed is actually because you feel superior, and you feel that if you were oppressed, that you'd be admitting some sort of inferiority, yes?
Well, I think that that's what it implies. Well, I think that that's sort of implied, but...
I would agree. I mean, I would think that that does imply that... If you're saying, you know, I'm superior and better, then I could say, well, then.
Well, the label,
better,
the label oppression implies an inferiority in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. See, that I think that's a fascinating topic, and I did make that point a long time ago. Of course, that's when I got thrown off the air, because I was making the point about women. This is another. Now I'm jumping, I admit it. But I just find
uh-oh.
It interesting.
You're getting in touch with your feminine side. So
I
that's
am.
Gotta be
well, no,
I had said
when I did this female debate a long time ago that. It's actually to Jen, who later became my co-host, I made this point because she was sitting here saying, you know, men oppress us, men oppress us, men oppress us. And I said, well, do you think men are better? And she said, no, we're smarter. And I said, well, if you're smarter, then you wouldn't be oppressed. Of course, that's when she got mad and I made the point. She said,
well,
then she said, hold on.
It.
Then she
said
you're
stronger.
Too, she said, you're stronger. Jen, you said you're stronger. And then I said, well, bears are stronger than me. Which one's in a cage? So that was the point. That's why she calls me a gay bear now, just for everyone knows. So that's another debate I won. But anyway.
Well,
you didn't win that one.
My only arguments with you ever have been, Jake, is that you simplify things. And I think that that's just my arguments with you that I have so much fun with you is because you simplify things so much that I think that you sometimes sell yourself and your arguments short. Because I think that you have good points that you make sometimes, which is really what I'd like to tell you. But I think that sometimes you sell your point short because you don't fully develop them and you simplify your arguments by making big broad statements, and that's not conducive to helping anybody understand where you're coming from.
I think that's a great point. My sister Jenny has also said that, although it's via text message. But I have to say this to you guys. I do simplify the point. Absolutely. And I do that for a reason, because for whenever you want to start off and have a conversation, let's get to the meat of it now. All this is
okay.
In the past. So starting now. When you get to the meat of a conversation, you want to make a point. It's one of the things I come across all the time, especially arguing with women, because women do see all this whole palette of gray. And they can go in this tired, giant palette and pick and choose and go with emotions sometimes or feelings, and it's sort of amorphous, and I get it. I feel it, too. Men do have emotions. I feel it all, too. But the difference between me and the women I argue with, and for the most part, men and women in general, this is a generalized statement, but this is something I've noticed, correct me if I'm wrong, is that what men tend to do, they get accused for, is just being so black and white, that we just see things black and white, and you guys usually see that as a sign
basic.
Of being stupid and basic, yes? I mean, you would agree with that, right?
Yeah,
I like the word basic. Yeah, that's helpful.
Okay. Which is probably why you probably feel superior to men on some level, because we'll sit there and be like, rock, you know, you see it like, rock is hard, don't hit rock on head, and you're like, geez, you dumbass, of course, you know, but let's talk about the rock and erosion over time, and why are you then hitting yourself on the head, and you go off on a tangent, which is beautiful and great. Okay, let me give you some beautiful, beautiful advice.
Do you realize, do you even realize what just happened there? Like, you just said, oh, women go off on these tangents and it's beautiful, whatever. You're on the biggest tangent I've heard in a long time, but
yeah,
continue.
I do go off on tangents, that is true. I do that. That's because I have older sisters and a mother. So I'm working.
I'm working the female out so that I can make more sense quicker. Can I stop you point by
of
point
course.
Though? So now you're blaming your sisters and your mom for the fact that you are jumping all over the place, which is what you've just told me and accused women of doing. Okay, entertaining you.
Absolutely. Yes, I do blame them for that. Yes. So,
God, women have so much power and influence.
They do.
Right?
Well, you know, you gotta understand.
It's so hard to beat you. I'm so sorry.
Well,
for
it's
you.
Not just me. I mean, you can look around this country and you can see, you know, when you feel in a room with a man who's your peer, your age, you're going to be physically intimidated. Now,
I am.
When you have a boy.
Wait, hang on. You're saying you. So
in general,
I'm
saying you're in a room with a strange male. Are you somewhat, on some level, a little intimidated? Yes.
No.
Now, what about a little boy? What about a 5-year-old little boy? You don't feel intimidated. You feel like he's this perfect little sponge. He doesn't have all the evil male things in the world, and we can.
You're totally on a tangent. No, I stand very secure.
No, I'm not
and
asking
my
a question.
On the ground. So, no, I don't feel intimidated by anybody.
If you're locked in a room with a dude, you don't feel intimidated.
No, I don't feel intimidated. Why would I feel intimidated? He's a human being.
Because he can physically kill you. What if you're locked in the room with
a big scary dude?
I
mean, if you want to go on a tangent, this is ridiculous.
I'm making a point. Just answer the question,
please.
No, I'm making a point. You have to answer so I can make the point.
Oh, okay. No, I don't feel intimidated in a room with a man. No, never have.
So you and Mike Tyson are in a room. The door is locked. You're not
intimidated.
No,
I'm
not
intimidated. Mike Tyson.
You're telling
me.
I'm scared. I think.
Yeah,
Jen
thank
is
you,
kinda,
Jen. Thank you for being here.
Well, only because you
I've been honest
horny.
With you, Claire.
You're
I have
horny all the
very
time.
Little,
is why.
I have very little ears, so I'm not intimidated being in a room with Mike Tyson.
Well, here's the point. When you're a little boy, you know, a lot of women do this, and this is not about my family. This is something I've talked about on the show. Little boys now are being raised much younger by women, and they're being raised to not be big, mean men. So when these boys grew up, and you can look around you all you want today, I talk about this a lot. I get a lot of men that admit this is true. There is a nation of men that are feminized. I talk about it a lot. Now, that is from being a little boy and having sometimes it's single mother, sometimes it's just the situation, sometimes it's the country. It does happen. That is real. And that's why, to answer your original point when you said, I'm blaming women, I'm not blaming women. It's just my generation of men, my age and down, we're very feminized. We really
why are.
Are
you why are you posing feminism or a feminized male as something that's bad? Or
because
something that should be changed or fixed? Or
because it should. It's not bad to be, you guys equate things that are female that aren't necessarily female. It's like at some point, you guys, like we said earlier, I'm not actually going off on a tangent when we talked about the rock thing. I was making the point that you see basic as stupid. You think men don't really get in touch with their feelings. That was one of the first things you said when you called in. And I will tell you, and this, let's get right to it, that men do have feelings. We do understand the palette of gray. We do understand that the reason we simplify in an argument is not because we're dumb. It's because it's the only way you can have a conversation when you don't agree with the other side. You have to have parameters. You have to have rules. You have to say, if this means this, then that means that. Otherwise, when you argue with a female, then you'll be in fucking crazy feeling tangent land, and you'll be in emotion crazy land, and it's not saying they don't matter. It's just we're trying to get to a point and come to an understanding. So your emotions are separate now. And you guys cannot do that. You see it as a sort of attack, or you'll tell me I'm dumb, or I'm simplifying things. Yes, I'm simplifying things. That's how we debate. That's how we make an argument. That's what
you
have to do.
You said the word dumb a whole bunch of times. I feel like you are maybe bringing some of your own personal issues into this. If you
Absolutely,
look back at every single thing that I've ever posted to you on Twitter, I've never once called you dumb, never called you stupid, I've never called you simple. You, however, love to bring out all the names, but I'm just really, first of all, I kind of want to shut up because I don't want to, like, talk to you this whole time because I feel like I could talk to you for a long time about this.
That's good. That's what I want. I like that you're calling in.
But I think that maybe you're confusing some of unresolved issues that you have that maybe you should deal with, because a lot of the words and things that you're saying, like you're referring to you guys, if you're going to include me in that as a you guys, as in you females, well, we've never met. I haven't had any kind of impact or influence on your life, so I can't be responsible for the fact that you feel that males have these new negative feminine characteristics. So this is where I sometimes struggle with you, or where I do struggle with your arguments, is that I just don't feel like they're fully developed.
Okay, that's totally a fair point. I will say this. I know how it sounds. I know that it comes out as like I'm working some mother or sister issue. I know that it sounds that way. And I have never denied, ever, not once, I've even said it on the show a million times, that yes, I can be angry. Yes, sometimes I get emotionally tied up on an opinion. I'm the first to admit it. I'm not denying it.
That does not make you weak. That does not make you feminized. It doesn't make you pussified or, you know, the word that you like to use. That makes you human.
No, there's nothing manlier than admitting
human.
Your fault. There's nothing manlier, in my opinion, than understanding your limitations. It's not manly to need to win. It's not manly to argue about something you're wrong about for the sake of arguing. Don't do that. Do I sometimes get a little twisted? Yeah, I'm human. We all do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Beating stuff up.
Someone's freaking out, but here's the thing. I don't know what those sounds are. The point is, I make that point repeatedly, week by week. And I've been nothing but honest and upfront about my issues. I've been nothing but good about separating them. I've been nothing but good about setting up the terms of a debate. But yet, at the very end of this, you calling in, my sister's planning an intervention. It's not you guys on the whole. I'm talking specifically to you guys, those people that I am related to or I argue with on Twitter. I say you guys because they're specifically you guys, not women in general. I love women. My wife is not – I don't include my wife in this. My wife is awesome, and I have a lot of women friends that I love and care about that I don't would not say you guys do. I'm talking to you specifically, you crazy people out there. Okay.
Me? Oh, yeah, no, I'll admit that I could be one of the crazy ones.
Thank you.
However,
okay.
I do believe that when I argue with things, I have a full developed thought behind it, although this phone call might sound a little all over the place.
Well, if you go back and listen to this, you'll see that you do exactly what you accuse me of doing. But that's normal. You're thinking about a million things at a time. You're trying to make a point. You're worried about what point I'm. It's like mental chess. That happens. That's why sometimes we ramble. It's okay. I love when people call in. I could talk about this all day. I have no issue with you. I just want to clarify one last thing before I go, and I'm going to have you call back again and again because I do love talking to you. The issue when I do say about feminized boys and stuff, it is not just me and my family. This is not simplifying it as I'm working on an issue, because what that does is that ignores the millions of other men that agree with me outside of my family. This is a very real thing, and it's not wrong for a man to be emotional. It's not wrong for a man to feel things. All men feel things. It's wrong to be told that what is very natural about you is bad. And you guys do that. I've gotten many
to admit
it.
Can I just give you one little friendly suggestion?
And that's not
suggestion.
My family. That's you guys on Twitter. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, stop making things, if you're going to make these points and stuff, stop making it about you keep bringing your family into stuff. And I have never once mentioned your family. I haven't heard anyone else ever on Twitter who's talked with you mention your family.
Well, my family
so,
does call in. If you listen to the theme song on my show,
they
call in all
family,
the time.
No, I know, but I mean, like, I'm saying when you talk to your family, that's fine. But when you're making these points, I'm not assuming that anything that you say I'm not assuming that your issues or whatever stemmed from family or that that's what you're talking about. That's
okay.
What I'm saying. Like, your points are valid on your own.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you, too. You are no longer Twitty of the Week. I'm very impressed by you, as I am with anyone that calls me and usually can explain their side.
I would like to say I want to hold my Twitty of the Month and I want to be the Ken Jennings of the Jake Radio Twittiot.
I like that. You will. Well, you know what? You just stick to Twitter, because once you get on the phone, you make a lot more sense, as do I. So let's go back on Twitter and argue crazy time, and you'll be the Twitty of the month, I promise.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Jake. Take care.
Thank you, and I just want to mention one last thing before you go. The Other Sister is a movie about a retarded person who's in love with another retarded person. So that, I think that explains Claire pretty well. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Bye.
Well, geez, did we run long?
No, it's only 30. What do you mean?
It says we have an hour left.
Oh, I just clicked it so when it won't shut off right away. You know, I... So then we can end it at any point over 60.
Excuse me, did you check with the
gays? You need someone with skills, huh?
Did you check with the gays that doesn't cut into their show?
Oh, I'll turn off 5 minutes over. I told them what I did, yeah.
Well, I know
the
we have
gays.
A bunch of... Well, that
are
was
you qualified
good.
To call them the gays?
Yes, I am qualified to call them the gays because they are gay. That's my justification. Now, Mike and Jeffrey of Unscripted Radio, I don't talk about them enough. I was thinking about it this morning, actually. You know, they've done so much.
How I called them our screener to Sandra.
Yeah, and then you referred them as screener. Jeff and Mike of Unscripted Radio, they do this show Monday through Friday. I'm sure all of you know, but just think for those that found me through Twitter and don't know about them, I host their Saturday show. They give me an hour of their time. They pay for all this. They've made graphics for me. They do a show Monday through Friday. They gave me their Saturday show because they like me. I'm a huge debt to these guys. I love them very much. And if you're not listening to their show, it's 5 nights a week at 6 o'clock on unscriptedradio.com. Highly recommended. Although they're not showing up to screen calls lately, so I might have to badmouth them, but I'll give them one last chance.
No way.
Anyway,
they picked up the carcass that your mom spewed out.
Oh, my God. I just argued with a woman, and I don't feel like killing myself, so she is actually an intelligent woman. There are a few of you. Who knew? Anyway, I've got another caller named Chris Rivers. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Was I supposed to give your whole name? I'm sorry.
Yes,
why don't you say what city she lives in, too? How about her phone number?
I've got her phone number right here, everybody. Get a pen. No, hey, Chris, how can I help you?
I talked to you on Twitter this week about bullying. And I said I'd call in, and I'm calling in.
Oh, how kind. I have to warn you, I love the call, but I think mm-hmm. if I spend any more time on bullying, I'm going to lose, 10 listeners I do have, because I'd have beaten that horse past its death. But I do remember you. I do think it was a really good point, so I'm going to let you talk about it for a few minutes.
Well,
save me.
You're
talking about that little child actor, right?
Well, what happened?
The child actor. There was another actress who had talked about his show and had made a comment because one of the lines in the show, a model says, "I would just eat you up if I ate." And this actress is Demi Lovato, and she had an eating disorder, as most people know. And so she took offense to it, and she went to Twitter. And she had basically kind of attacked the show and was like, "Hey, how dare you guys? I have an eating disorder. How dare you mock an eating disorder?" And the kid actor just basically said they weren't trying to mock your eating disorder. It's just the stereotype of models. And basically all of her followers jumped on this 10-year-old kid who... I think his parents run it most of the time, too, but they jumped all over this kid, and they call him gay, and they tell him really, really bad things, tell him to kill himself, and to, you know, do this, and, you know, just really awful things.
Oh, so Rob Saul was involved.
Except
shout
this
out.
Kid's 10. This kid's only 10.
Oh, Rob draws the line there. Did he tell,
yeah,
Rob, the kid, was the kid told to die of AIDS at any point?
Yeah, he's only 10, so his parents, I'm assuming, hopefully sit there with him from what he's told us.
Right.
They sit there and watch him and monitor him. But the thing that I liked about it was that the kid refused to, like, just get into what they were saying and apologizing. He said, "You know what, no, she didn't have a right to say something like that, so I'm going to stand up for my show." And they just continue. It's been since December, and they still continue to bother him about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just... You know, as being a kid actor, it sucks. You know, he's trying to be on there. He raises a lot of money for cystic fibrosis and for other little cancer charities that he goes to. But for him to have to put up with that at 10, even if his parents...
Well, she could avoid it. She could just not... That's what we were saying on there, that I seriously think is so avoidable. She just cannot have her son on Twitter, or she can manage it. A 10-year-old on Twitter, he's not only going to get threats from people, he's going to have pedophiles whacking off to his picture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I would not put my kid
on Twitter.
Well,
and there are people that use, like, his picture as their profile picture, and they're adults. And they, share his personal pictures and things like that. It's just crazy. But he did, I mean, what I liked about it was that he did stand up for himself. And he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't get back into the name calling, but he would say, hey, why don't you, or his parents, I don't know who it was, would just tell him, you know, hey, why don't you grow up and stop bullying people and do something better with your life instead of bullying.
Right.
And that's what people should be doing instead of just, you know, lying down and crying about it and taking it and saying, oh, you're being so mean to me. They need to grow back home and tell them to leave them alone.
Well, we know what happened. I mean, it's kind of related, but with Sherry Shepherd earlier in the week, I guess a fan mentioned a raper, and she filed a police report. And
which is so ridiculous. Come on.
I'm with you.
Is there really a credible threat there? When did people just stop sticking up for themselves and it just, you know, like instead say, hey, you know what, go fuck yourself or something. Don't, you know, don't file a police report. That's just lame.
I mean,
over words. I mean, death threats are real, but how do they even know where she lives? I mean, you can talk about it in every angle you want to, but we're all available in some way to people. I'm married to a police officer. You know, he can piss someone off the wrong way. So we take death threats seriously, too. But on Twitter, you know, all she had to do, same thing as that little 10-year-old, is just stop communicating.
Well, look at Brody. Exactly. You know, he was supposed to call in, I think maybe when I got on the phone with Claire, they didn't. But, you know, he and Eric, who's a great tweeter and listener of the show, tweeted Brody's teacher and said, your video sucks. Or I don't even know the whole story. But anyway, Brody's claiming that he got suspended. I'd love to call
him. Oh, yeah,
she
blocked all of us.
Oh, I
agree. Yeah, I hope Brody calls in. He's in our chat. So is
Eric. Tell him to call in. Now's a good time. I apologize. I didn't think Claire Call was going to be so awesome. But yeah, I'm calling because this is tied in. The Sherry Shepherd, you're talking about this eating disorder thing. And Brody, I mean, I think we all assume where I'm going to go with this when I get my 2 cents, but I might surprise you a little. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is, I told Jen this earlier, it's like the id. If you're familiar with a Freud or any Freud theory, you know, the superego, ego, and the id. And the id's like your basic animal self.
Uh-huh.
And I have found that what I call the internet, I call it the iternet, is that there's a certain, you mix anonymity with access to all types of people, a different part of your brain, for the most part, will tweet or be involved. For the most part, there's people on there talking about their kids and they're normal. But there's this sort of underlying subtext you'll notice, and there's a way people approach the internet that, you know, it's almost like if you're an anthropologist, it would be a fascinating study just to follow Twitter. I always talk about the YouTube comments. I mean, people can be brutal or mean.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm okay with that. I just want to say, that's the internet, the internet. That's free speech. I will fight that to the death because I don't think being insulted on the internet is that big of a deal. And I think it's actually, we should all be at the point now where we come to expect it. And if somebody's not insulting you or calling you names on the internet, they're not doing the internet properly. That's how I
feel. You're doing something wrong if you don't have at least one hater in your life.
Exactly.
Really,
I mean, that's the point. I mean, even Twitter, like, I'm the nicest guy in the world, but I go and I see a celebrity or some douche, you know, with his shirt off, and I'm like, I already hate this guy. And he says something so stupid that I have to insult him. It's my duty.
Yeah, and he asked for it, really. He did.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and who really takes it seriously? It goes back to all the suicide shit. You know, if it's really affecting you and hurting you that someone calls you a name like Cunty McCuntface, for instance, you know, if that really hurts you, then something's wrong. There's not many words that can hurt me from people like that, from, you know, people on the internet that I don't really know.
I don't know if there's anything that could be said that would make me kill myself.
Yeah. Well, and I work in law enforcement, actually, and I get called, and I'm a short person. I'm not a tall, buff chick. I'm a short girl. And I get called all kinds of names, and I've been threatened by people, and they, you know, do their big macho, like, oh, you're a little girl, I'm going to beat you up. And, you know, like the last caller who said she doesn't get intimidated by anybody, that's crap.
Yeah.
I get intimidated. Yeah, that's bullshit. I get intimidated all the time, but I can't show it because of my job.
But I've seen lots of kids that commit suicide because of words, or their little boyfriend broke up with them. And it's like the parents will blame everybody and, oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. How about why don't you teach them better coping mechanisms to deal with life, and then maybe they would still be alive right now whining about it instead of being dead.
Well,
and that's just the problem. Nobody teaches them anything.
I think you got to stick on that point, because here's the thing. Anyone that ever killed themselves, I'll offer this. It's not from what was said about them on the internet. That's something
no.
the parents of the suicide kids say. That's something society
mm-hmm.
says, because it's an easy escape. It's easy to go, oh, if we just would shut off the internet and not let them listen to Marilyn Manson and whatever the list is. That's what parents
oh,
always
yeah.
do. They always blame everybody else. But every kid that ever killed himself, he
mm-hmm.
has a shitty fucking childhood and a shitty fucking life outside of
yep.
what was ever said to him on the internet, okay? So words,
yes.
there may be a camel, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back, whatever. It's when you kill yourself, it's never words over the internet. So
oh, no.
these suicides
That's
are terrible. And I'll make
oh,
the
yeah.
other argument that every time we hear the word cyberbully suicide, you're diminishing the pain that that child was actually in. You're ignoring
yep.
the causes of it.
You're
and
ignoring
it all goes back to mom and
problem.
Dad.
Yes, it really does. And you're ignoring the root of the problem when you try and blame it on this other kid is bullying my child, or this person wrote mean words to my kid and now they hung themselves in the closet. I mean, I've dealt with several things like that at work. And you want to tell the parents, no, you should have taught them better to deal with these kind of things. My parents taught me, you don't let people bully you and you don't bully other people. So all these times that I get called a cunt or a bitch, or I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kick your ass, that, whatever, have fun saying those words if it makes you feel better.
Right.
It's not affecting me personally. Unless
Absolutely.
You actually physically threaten me, then yeah, it will. But words are just words, and people need to learn to not listen to them and not file police reports. That's ridiculous. That, I just still can't believe she did that. That is ridiculous.
I mean, I kind of can. That's the thing I said that might surprise you at the beginning. I can understand why she did.
Yeah.
When my mom sang the national anthem, we all remember that awesome
Oh,
one.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
We got death threats, and we had security, and I wasn't allowed to go outside. And I'll tell you, it was probably a good call. I could have gone up then going, you know, Mom, let's not worry. But you mess with this country and the flag, and you start getting those people upset. I mean, they're crazy.
Yeah.
So I can understand taking it serious, like Jen said. However, if you
mm-hmm.
go, I did read the guy that was tweeting Sherry. I'm talking about you. You can usually tell. Who's just like a Brody type, who's just a shit starter.
That's why he was a kid.
Yeah.
He was a teenager, so.
And that makes
and
her
just,
look ridiculous.
It does, and that's my whole thing. Like, how do you know that was even a credible threat? You know,
right.
even like this 10-year-old kid who's on Twitter who shouldn't be and should, you know, like I tell him, hey, ignore what they're saying to you. Don't retweet what they're saying so other people can attack them. You know, don't do all that stuff. Ignore it or get offline.
Yeah.
You know, just get offline. That's the simple thing to do. And don't think about what they said and dwell on it, because that's just going to make it worse.
And
people don't teach their kids that.
They don't. And
yeah, ding dong, you have a few callers, just so you know.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up.
Sorry.
I'll just say this. If your
yeah.
kid does indeed kill themselves, or somebody does actually kill themselves because words over the internet, Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
Social Darwinism. I don't even bat an eyelash. I get yelled at all the time for this. Look, the phone lines just lit up when I said that. Darwinism. If you can't handle an insult over text, over the internet, then
yeah.
the next day at school, when there's a real bully there who's punching the locker room, you know what? You're not strong enough. Do yourself the favor. Get out. I don't hold it against you. Suicide is, if you got to do it. If you can't handle an insult on the internet, go outside and blow your brains out now, because you're not going to make it through life. You're wasting everybody's time.
Very true. Very true. I agree. Well, I will let you guys go so you can do all your other little phone calls. And,
thank you.
It was great chatting
Thanks
with you.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you. I promise I would. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, this show is so much better with phone calls. I love it. Who's the other callers, Jen? I don't see the question marks next to them.
I know. They just changed it. Eric calling in regarding Brody getting suspended. We have
Perfect.
Eric.
All right.
Well,
is Brody calling in?
Here we got no.
Nobody responded.
There, Eric's on right now. Hey,
Did
Eric.
Mike want to talk? Hello? Hey, Eric. Oh, well, screw it. I guess Eric's on. Jen put you on.
Yeah, I did.
Jen's abusing her privileges to use the studio. What's up, Eric?
Is that, or you talk to yourself about who's calling for the next 5 minutes? So.
Good call. That's why you're here. Thank you. Good call. So what's up, Eric?
Oh, nothing. You know, well, I thought Brody was going to call too.
He is calling right now. He said he's on the line. So I don't know his number.
Is he the 506 area code?
Eli's talking to them right now.
There he goes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Brody should have gotten suspended for something that goes on.
Well, tell us what happened.
Yeah, you got to remember, not everyone follows our Twitter. You got to film that.
Okay. Well, some friends of his from school. Well, not really friends. Yeah. He says that they pick on him all the time. They made some video that they shared on YouTube, and it's gotten like 300,000 hits. And so when I saw the video, I went to their Twitter thing and I told them that their video sucked. And it was just a joke. We were just messing around with him.
And Brody's then, on the line.
And
now,
I think I commented on the fact that it sucked about the, you know, their fondling nipples of cows, because they were.
So Brody, catch us up, because Brody's on the line. You're 15 years old.
Yeah.
You are an epic shit starter on the internet. You've caused so many problems and wars.
And this
is your latest conquest, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
well,
so tell me what happened.
Okay, a couple nights ago, Kathy, Joanne, Eric, and your lovely co-host Jen, and myself were all talking in chat, and I showed them this video, and we all watched it, and we said how fucking stupid it was, and then I gave Eric some people's Twitter usernames, and he tweeted them. And the next day at school, they called me to the office and suspended me for cyberbullying.
Now, hold on.
And she blocked us all. We weren't sure if it was for real, if he got suspended or not, just because, you know, if Brody's fucking with us, you can never tell. But, no, this teacher blocked all of us, probably even you, Jake.
So, Brody, no, she still follows me. Brody, you're actually got suspended. You're not lying because you're a crazy 15-year-old.
No, not at all.
Okay. Wow.
This was their reasoning, and they also were threatening to press charges against Eric because apparently what he said was defaming a teacher at that school, and also because I retweeted his tweet. According to them, that's the same as if I tweeted it because I was rebroadcasting what he said about a teacher at my school.
Well, in that case, I retweeted too. I thought it was funny.
Enjoy prison,
yeah,
Jen.
As did I.
Shit, I better hide.
Well, let me do a little.
At least it's Canada. They
voice
can't
of reasoning for you, Brody. You got to understand. I'm just going to give you the devil's advocate because I do want to back you up on this. This fits into cyberbullying, but I have an issue. You are 15. You do attend this school, and if there is anything that is defamation, quote unquote, I think that's a heavy word, but anything that's insulting to a member of the faculty or staff, they are your superiors at this point until you're 18. So I don't know that it's necessarily the smartest move to insult your teacher while you're going to that school.
However,
then you will get suspended.
I did not insult her. I retweeted somebody
else's
words.
Eric did.
Now, I insulted her.
Did Brody, Eric, get on the stand? Did Brody tell you to insult her?
Oh, yeah, he told me to.
What's
that? I just got a little carried away.
But this was in the Cult of Jake chat room, so technically you can be held responsible, Jake, I think.
I'm going to be in prison with Robbie, apparently.
I told Brody that there's no way that they can even press charges against me for something like that.
No.
I told him not to worry about it because there's absolutely nothing they can do.
So what
yeah,
did
what's,
you say?
What's she doing on Twitter anyway with her kids, her students? That's just weird.
Oh, she follows them, direct messages them. You know, I think
that's
it's fucked
inappropriate.
Up too.
I call her a pedophile.
Oh, wow, Jen. Oh, my God. The crazy train is in full bloom here. No, hold on. I interviewed a school for another project for Facebook, and the staff is encouraged to, I don't want to say keep tabs. It's obviously you don't want to be talking about anything personal, but sometimes a lot of schools have Twitter pages and Facebook pages where they'll tell the students about pep rally week and whatnot, and it's okay to speak to the students over social media, at least at this one school I interviewed. So maybe she's encouraged by the school. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I'm sure she is.
By the way, there's going to be
homework.
All right, Brody, first.
Okay, by the way, there's probably going to be a shitstorm on Monday because I guarantee the principal and that teacher are listening to your show today.
Okay,
you didn't
well,
say that ahead of time. Where was our disclaimer?
Well, here's
well
the thing.
I'm just assuming because they made a fake Twitter account to follow everyone, Jake, you, and everyone else in his cult, so to speak.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I'm getting more followers finally.
From Canada.
Well, here's the thing, Brody. This Big Brother Jake talking out. I know you didn't outright insult the teacher, but you got to be careful on Twitter. If we didn't learn anything from everything on this show alone, it is written record. It is public record. It does last forever. You've got to be very, very careful. And I don't think that you should get suspended for a retweet, and I will jump on your teacher and your school. I think they're way overreacting. So I'm not trying to take their side. I'm just saying, before we go all crazy and start calling people child molesters and pedophiles and what are they doing on Twitter and lighting the torches, we should say, they do work at the school, and you are a student of that school, and you've got to be really careful because, you know, it's the same. I know it's Twitter, and I made the whole argument about the internet, and it's just the basic animal thing, but you have a relationship with these people outside of Twitter. You wouldn't walk into class and go, you suck, or if your friend said, this teacher sucked, you wouldn't laugh and say, hey, everybody, he just said my teacher sucked. If you did that, you know you'd get in trouble. What's that?
I said I probably would, though.
And you'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah.
For instigating. So I understand why they're acting that way. However, if you put a video on YouTube, I know that this is a different thing, right? The teacher was not involved?
Yes.
Okay.
No, the teacher was not involved.
That was a student.
Okay, so well then, fuck the students, right? So the teacher
playing with cow's nipples. Yes.
Then what did Eric? What did you say to the teacher, and how did you find the teacher then? Because I'm so confused now.
The teacher that was tweeted was somebody that relentlessly was tweeting out this video, and Eric made comments in regards to that and said something along the lines of, "You're in America, you'd be as worthless as the horrible video you've been sending out," or something like that. It's not exact, but something along those lines, and apparently I was told by the principal that she came to school the next day in tears because of his tweet, and because I retweeted it, I got suspended.
Okay, that's ridiculous. But why was she upset about Eric commenting on the video? That's what I don't get.
No, she wasn't upset about that. The comments weren't, of course, some of the comments were directed at the video, but some of the comments were basically directed at her teaching ability.
Oh,
Yeah, Eric, it was fucking hilarious.
What did you say, Eric?
And I said she was a horrible teacher. She should get a better job.
And we wouldn't take that shit in America.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
and then Brody retweeted it.
Bell hair. Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
I retweeted it too because I'm not a liar and it's in my history, so I don't give a fuck. But I
they gave me
retweet.
When asked why I was suspended, their two reasons were, first of all, because of my retweet and favorite of his tweets, and also because telling them, the kids in the school, that their video was fucking stupid was considered cyberbullying.
Wow.
So there's,
it really
okay,
was
that's why I'm
stupid,
confused.
Though.
So there are...
like, well, I'm allowed to say that, right? Like, am I going to get arrested? But
yeah,
their video really was stupid. It was, we should put a link to it, actually, because it's on YouTube.
Please link it for people.
Yeah, Brody.
And please, everyone, go and tell me how stupid
it is. Link us the video on there. And comment on YouTube, not Twitter, apparently. Comment on YouTube about how much they're hurting the cow's nipples.
So you got suspended for two separate things.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Okay. So now it's making sense. Okay. Well, then, as judge of the cult and owner and master of all of you, I think suspension is a little bit overboard. I do, however, see your teacher's side for the fact that you favorited and starred and retweeted Eric saying she's a shitty teacher. I can see their argument. I'm not saying it's handled appropriately, but I can see their argument on that. However, the cyberbullying is retarded because, first of all, these kids put a video up. There is a comment section, and you can comment on Twitter about a video as well because you can post a video to Twitter. If somebody posts a video, comments are, I don't want to say necessary, but it's the next logical step. That's why you're putting it up there. If you didn't want people to see it and have an opinion, you'd keep it private. So once it goes up on YouTube or you tweet, hey, look at what I made, anything after that I think is fair game. I don't think you should be accused or suspended for anything you say. Your video is stupid. That's your opinion.
Mm.
And that is free speech, and you have every right to be upset about that. you didn't threaten to kick the kid's butt or Sam and see Monday and
no,
kill you or anything like
not
that.
At all.
No,
physical harm type threats at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no, well, I know better than that.
Yeah, Eric, you show great judgment, Eric. No,
you know,
but
we hope for the safety and wellness of all the students and faculty at his Canadian school.
Well, here's the thing. If they are listening, you teachers and principals to Brody here, you have every right to have, you know, do whatever you do at your school. I understand the argument that he's defaming the teacher. I'm with you on that. But if you're listening and the cyberbullying and suspended for commenting on a video, you're absolutely wrong. I know you're like, who the fuck are you? I'm just telling you, just objectively, I can be very objective. That is ridiculous, an absolutely ridiculous thing to suspend a kid for saying to another kid that something they did is stupid. If you walked out of your school and spent any time with your students and walked around, that's how they talk to each other. That's the way kids are to each other. You can't police it. You can't suspend it. You can't stop it. It's just the way kids talk. There's nothing wrong with it. Thank you.
In all fairness, though, we don't know what Brody's school record and file is, and maybe that was the next step. Maybe
no. True. Maybe Brody.
No, I've only ever been suspended twice. This was the first time since grade 6, I believe.
Wow.
What were you suspended for before?
It was after the Virginia Tech shooting, I believe. I made a gun with my hand and pretended to shoot the kid next to me, and I was suspended for
Okay, that's
a week,
retarded as well. That's ridiculous. For making a shape of a gun in your hand, you got suspended?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got suspended in the good old days.
No, not at all.
We had to light fires.
Dude, you have to bring a gun to school when I went to school to get suspended.
Yeah,
some
I
kid
had to
got,
light
I'm,
a trash can on fire to get suspended.
We had a kid suspended because he brought a paintball gun, and half of us were outraged. Can you
there
imagine
was,
a kid bringing
a,
I'm sorry, go ahead, Eric.
There's a student here at the local high school, Heath High School. A few years back, there was a huge school shooting, and kids were killed and everything. That was maybe 10 years ago. Just a few months ago, a friend of mine, his son, wrote in the bathroom wall, there's a bomb in the school. Well, they looked at the handwriting, they figured out who it was, and he got expelled from school. He got arrested for misdemeanor charges. He now has an ankle bracelet on, just for writing there's a bomb. On a wall in the bathroom, there's a bomb in the school. To me, that was just a little overboard.
It's totally overboard. We used to call bomb threat on test day. That's what you did if you weren't prepared. You call in a bomb threat. I'm not saying it's right not to do it, Brody.
That's what we did. That's when we put the trash cans on fire. It was in the boys' gym so that we didn't have to do the PE testing.
Absolutely. That's what kids do. Now, but that's an actual fire.
It
and
was
we
in
did
a trash
bomb
can, though.
Yeah. No, again, I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to be down the middle because I get mad about this stuff a lot. It's not just in Brody's school, obviously. We talk about this all the time. There is this thing today. I don't know what it is, but it just people cannot take responsibility, and people don't know how to handle children. They really don't. And now it's kind of the point where, like, they're getting less and less in touch with the kid. All these adults that are making these rules and fighting, the ones I fight with, I don't think they even remember being a kid. I really don't. I remember being a kid. I'm 34 at the end of this month. I remember being 13, 14 like it was yesterday. And I take that into account when I talk to Brody or any other kid, my little brother, when something happens at school. I remember what it's like. I know they're not out to make bomb threats and kill people. I know they're not murderers. I know they don't even have ill will. They're just stupid kids. And there's this weird thing now where it's like, it's not even about handling it internally anymore. It's about putting kids in the legal system. You know, it's past suspension. It's like they're trying to police kids almost. It's bizarre to me. I don't know what happened to good old-fashioned bomb threat. I don't see the big deal with it.
You know what happened? 9/11 happened. I guarantee you that had a lot to do with it.
I mean, it's a good call. I mean, I would love that could be a good topic for a couple of weeks from now because we have a guest next week. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's getting crazy out there, right? With parents and like, overprotecting children. Am I wrong?
I think so.
It is, right?
At the same time, we have had, like I said, you know, we've had the Columbines and we've had the 9/11. I think things like that have made us all very paranoid and overly cautious.
That's a good point.
So,
I can see
to where
that.
You don't know if it's a real fucking bomb now. You know, back then we were just doing bomb threats until all of a sudden we see these kids shooting up other kids.
That's a good point. And, you know, that makes sense.
I think we
kind of makes sense, Jim.
We have PTSD.
No, it does make a lot of sense. I realized when I was a kid, we weren't shooting people at schools. There weren't, like, that. There would be, like, one kid per state that would kill themselves you'd hear about. There was never, like, this what we hear about reported suicides every hour. But I don't know if it's actually worse or if it's just being reported more. That's something to talk about. I think it's an interesting point.
But our population's, no, I can't even go there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's your racist rant?
Talking about suicide, I'm like, yeah, but we have a baby a minute, so it kind of cancels it all out.
No, I looked at some stats, you know, and suicide actually is not on the rise. It's pretty much the same amount of people percentage killing themselves that have always killed themselves. It's just being reported more. But I think school shootings are certainly on the rise. That stuff didn't happen before. And I have theories on why that happens, which, you know, we can get into on another show. But that's a good point, Jen. I think I should back off a little bit of constantly berating parents and mothers for being overprotective, because I do realize when you send your kid off to school now, you don't know if they're going to come back.
Right?
They can literally get exploded and shot. That's pretty crazy to think about.
It is. That's why homeschool is always on the back of my back burner right there.
Yeah, that's true. But I've met some of these parents, and I think the kids want to go to school. I think they prefer to be out in school than home all the time. But anyway,
yeah, no, that's good for them.
Oh, I think that was good. We ran a little long, didn't we? We're still going.
We did. It's on, and I can...
you know how to stop
we'll just
it?
End it smoothly this time. Yeah, there's a big red button that says end episode, Jake.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, then I can do that.
Yeah.
When we're ready to wrap up. Okay, and I got a little, let me just
yeah, so
scroll
it'll
down.
Go up to 30 minutes longer if you want, or you can end it 5 minutes over, whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask Mike, actually, why he's there. Hey, Mike, are you there?
I'm here, buddy. What's going on?
How you doing? First of all, I can call you the Gaze, yes?
Yes, I'm giving you my explicit permission to refer to as myself as the gay, or I guess I'm sure Jeffrey doesn't care either way, but yes, we are the gays.
Gotcha.
We, you know, we do our gay thing Monday through Friday.
Awesome. The gay thing. When we run late, does that cut into your time during the week? I don't want to abuse any privilege.
No, not at all. You can go up to 2 hours, I believe, live stream if you like it, but... Yeah, it doesn't affect anything.
Oh,
so,
God,
yeah,
don't
you're
help
good.
Them that.
But, no, yeah, exactly. They'll be demanding more. Trust me. How do you think I ended up doing an hour and a half show on Monday and Friday? Because you damn people, they love the gays.
They do. You guys
no,
are good, man.
Seriously, listen. I just, Brody getting suspended over all that crap. I mean, that's, I don't want to offend my neighbors to the north, but that's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, you know. Come down here to the States. We'll show you how we do it in public school, all right? I mean, seriously.
But
just saying.
But Mike and
hopefully
Brody and Eric are still, they're still in the air. I don't – do we do it differently here in the States, though, honestly? I mean, is it really any different here?
If it had been
you know,
internet, we wouldn't have done anything.
No. I've never – because that's – look, like Jake, like you said, the cyberbullying, it's all something that gets, you know, sort of drummed up in people's heads. I mean, my stepmom is a school administrator in a public school system in New York State, and they don't suspend people for cyberbullying because, one, teachers have and administrators have enough time policing what's going on in their own building.
Right.
Well, you know, and you know what? If a teacher is out there tweeting their students, like you said, Jen, I think that is completely inappropriate. If you're doing that, you're just inviting, you know, some comments. Because here's the thing. Like, I think kids should be held accountable for what they say in school to a superior during school hours. If something gets said, I mean, like, let's take this as sort of a real-world example. Like, if Brody were not underage and he tweeted something to the president about some law, or I guess in Canada, the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, about some law that he passed and said he thought the law was stupid. Is the Prime Minister then going to, what, suspend him from work or something? I don't understand. You know?
That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I get where they're trying to go with it, but here's the thing in the real world. Like, you know, Brody, if you had said something on Twitter or retweeted something malicious or slanderous, you may actually be sued and be personally liable for it. Yes, that is a real-life example. But to be suspended over retweeting something, come on, don't they have better things to do, like stop the kids from having sex in the bathroom or, like, smoking pot? I mean, what's going on up there?
I think it's a great point. I just assumed it was, you know, it just looks crazy everywhere to me. I assume kids get suspended for this in the States every minute. I mean, you read stories on the news here in America, and it's, I mean, I almost would go as far as say that I think, in my limited knowledge, that America might even be worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, the way kids are, especially online bullying and all this stuff at schools now. I mean, in America, you know, there aren't school shootings in Canada. They're still okay to up there. But here, what Jen makes a point, I mean, it's a scarier time. I think people take it a lot more serious now. I think that's a good point. So I don't know that it's fair to say that they're, you know, crazier up there, up north. I don't know. I'm just saying that. I'm just throwing it out there.
They're more prudent.
I guess.
Yeah. I like that. The Canadians are a bunch of prudes. I like that.
Dude, I used to think that about Canadians until I went up there and met some. Canadians are awesome. They're not passive. In fact, they're actually very even the women fist fight up there. Like, they literally drink beer and fist fight. That's what they do.
Oh,
and they get knife fights and have gangs, like rich kid gangs that like literally break the law in a harsh way, not like we used to do as rich kids where we throw a garbage can through a window. Like, they actually have stabbings at nightclubs and stuff. They're crazy up there.
I
got to
read what Michelle said in the chat room. She said, no, in America, the teachers don't suspend the kids. They just sleep with them.
This is true. It's true.
People get involved in the chat room. I love it.
You know, speaking of which, Jake, I wanted to ask you what you thought. I don't know if you guys talked about this on your show. What is your take on the guy in Miami who chewed off the homeless man's face?
You know, it's funny. That's what we were going to go with today before Claire called in. I don't know, but I have a question for you. I don't really have an opinion on it yet because I honestly don't know enough of it. But answer me this, Mike, and everybody else on the call. Was I the only one when I heard about basalts and the eating the faces, was I the only one that my first thought was, I want to try that shit? Was that just me?
It went
through my
mind, like, I'm curious, but there's no way. What if I eat my kid's face
off? I would lock myself in a room or whatever. I'm like, I would plan ahead. But, I literally was like, this news reporting the story, if you were the inventor of bath salts and you made it, like, in, you know, you cooked it in your basement or whatever, this is the greatest advertisement for this drug ever.
This is true.
No, I could be wrong, but that was my first thought. It's like, everybody is wanting to try bath salts now. And I'm wondering if... This is the point I want to say. Maybe just me. Maybe not everyone. But, you know, when these things happen, I'm wondering if it'd be smarter play by the news media and parents and all that to sit there and say, you know, the guy just went crazy and not say drug was involved. Because literally once you mention, you know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with
this? Well, then they constantly advertise how it's it can't be detected in drug tests.
Right.
that it's available over the counter.
right.
Well,
here's my thing. When they first said bath salts, I'm thinking, oh, shit, that stuff I'm using in my bath at night when I'm trying to, like, relax after a long day's work, I'm like, I'm going to go crazy and chew somebody up. But then I start reading. No, I think that's a good point, Jake. Like, you hit the nail on the head. This is some damn good marketing for this drug. And, I mean, all I'm saying is, like, all these crazy little rich kids out there, you know, who thought ecstasy was the drug of choice, well, now you just got to learn yourself to make some bath salts. And
that's
you're
exactly right. Well, think about meth. You're good to go. Remember meth? Like, they'd put pictures like, this is what happens in your meth, and be people like 80 pounds with no teeth, and they just looked horrible. That didn't stop anyone from doing meth, because the next thing they tell you is like, it's the greatest high ever, and you can make it with Sudafed. You can make it in your bathroom, and you can make $1 million selling it. It's crazy.
Look, I'm not trying to downplay that this poor homeless guy got his face chewed off, and incidentally, the long-lost daughter of the guy whose face was chewed off, they were actually... quote unquote reunited because of their story. I think it was the New York Daily News tracked down the daughter.
Wow.
Of the,
kind of fate.
Like, he got his face chewed off and he gets to meet his daughter. But no, I get you. I mean, like, I would just be wondering what the high is actually like. You know, like, what's going through your head that you're running? I mean, do you think you're in some sort of zombie video game? Like, you really think you're in a video game?
Well,
they don't
feel pain, apparently, because he was shot at and just turned around and growled at the cops.
It's a psychoactive drug, like meth. It's a psychoactive drug, and when people abuse it, it changes the chemicals, compounds in their brain. And when you're up for days, like if you're up for 7-12 days in a row, you're going to go crazy. Bath salts were around here for a long time.
God, that sounds awesome. Who's got some hot stuff?
It's over the counter, yeah, remember, Jake?
Remember PCP, Angel Dust? This is the one that I know is stupid.
I thought you were talking about the bath salts.
They would, well, no, I'm just saying, I remember as a kid they were talking about PCP and Angel Dust, and they said it'd give you superhuman powers, and they would tell stories like DARE came. Remember DARE program, all the cops? And they came, and they go, yeah, we had to wrestle this guy, and we shot him 50 times, and we tried to drown him, and he threw us all around, and he sounded like the fucking Hulk to me. I was like, that is the coolest shit I've ever heard. I could be the Hulk. So here's the thing.
You sound like you're a drug addict waiting to happen.
No, I don't do drugs. Hold on, I don't do drugs. I'm just saying, if they were smart, this is the point I'm trying to make. If they were smart, they would report a guy ate somebody's face because he was crazy. They would not mention the drug. And they certainly wouldn't mention the cool name like bath salts. Like, they would call him and say, oh, it's some tub liquid or something made. So that it doesn't seem like something you can actually... Because now, everyone, I'm guaranteeing you, it's not just me, because I'm not going to do it. But there are millions of people across this country calling their pot dealer right now and going, what does it take to get me some bath salts? I guarantee there's...
Who's vacuuming?
I don't know. I tried to mute everybody. Somebody's... Whoever that is, take responsibility. Thank you. It was Eli. Look, Eli just muted himself.
It was Eli.
Good job, Eli. But how about this for a conspiracy theory? The news media makes bath salts, and they trip this guy out of eats faces, and then they report it, and then they also make it and sell it. Is that too crazy?
There you go.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, that's too crazy. I sound like Jenny now with the aliens. but anyway, no, thank you so much, Mike. We are going long, so this is good. And Brody and Eric, did you want to wrap up?
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak out against the Confederacy of pussies that now run and ruin our public schools.
You know what? When that started, Brody, I was like, oh, he's being smart. He knows his teacher's listening. He's going to come across so together. He's a smart kid. And then, bam, there's
the Brody.
I can't
wait till he's 18 and we can really enjoy his
attitude. Oh, my God. 50 years ago, he'd be in an arranged marriage already and be having a kid. So, yeah. Remember bar mitzvahs? That's 13. They say you're a man at 13. You know, you can have a baby at 13. Now you can have it at 12. So, you know, 15, he's saying he could have a second or third kid now. Keep that in mind. He's mature.
All right. So I hang with him.
Brody's a special case. I'm gonna tweet. I'm gonna mute everybody and finish up. But first of all, anyone knows where I can get bath salts? Seriously, you can DM me at Jake Banner.
Yeah, headshot.
Thank you, everyone, for calls, man. I'm telling you, I could do an hour and a half if I got calls. This is so much more fun. So I want to thank everybody that called in. I never got to play the Twittiest of the Week close for Claire. I want to do that real quick right now. Just this will be the end of the segment. Here we go.
Twittiest of the Week.
All right. That's the end of that segment. So thank you to all my callers and to Jen and to Eli and Eric and Mike and Brody. And I don't remember that woman that called earlier, what her name was. Do you remember, Jen? I don't know why
Chris.
I think whispering. Chris, thank
Chris
you,
Rivers.
Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love how I tried to whisper so she wouldn't hear on the air.
Yeah, answer. Yeah.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, I don't know that I could do any more. Plus, Jen, my wife's going to be here in 15 minutes. I haven't even dehorned the household. Are you aware that your husband does this too? Are all women aware that their husbands de-porn when they're gone?
Well, since I don't have a job, I never leave the house. So where is all the porn?
Where does he hide the porn?
I don't know. Remember,
well, nowadays,
TV, you don't have to have it registered now on your TV, so I guess TV is it. There's no magic.
Does he have an iPhone?
Yeah, an iPad and
do you check?
That.
Oh, there you go. He's using the iPad. Do you check his history?
You know, I don't check histories.
Okay.
I've never. The only thing I've done is looked into DirecTV purchases one time, and I regretted that.
Yeah, you caught
so,
him.
So, yeah. I caught him and he lied and I had to take pictures of the TV.
See, this is common in every marriage.
So I don't like snooping through his stuff because it's, you know, I trust him as a person, so I don't want to, I don't know.
Well, my
I don't want to be annoyed. I don't want to purposefully set myself up.
I understand that. My wife does not like go on my computer to check. We share a computer. So she'll like, I'm going to look up, you know, Crate and Barrel, and she'll type in the C and then, you know, goblinwarscomesup.com and, you know, you can't really explain it. So I make sure the history's deleted. I am allowed to view porno. It's just sort of a don't ask, don't tell policy. But anyway, I've got 15 minutes to erase my droid and two laptops, so I should get going.
All right.
Anyway, thank you.
Twittiest of the Week.
Thank you.
Twittiest of the
Week. Here we go. There it is. these days, we're going to get...
Are you going to put the end?
What's that?
Are you going to end it?
I'm ending it now. Didn't you hear the music?
Yeah, no. Did you click
the... Oh, you want me to actually hit the end button?
I just see who did.
Yeah, I will hit the end button, Jen. You've already abused your button pushing privileges.
I haven't abused any privileges.
By putting Eric on the phone
once
already. I thought it was a good show. I think I'm pretty impressed with myself right now. So.
Wait, are you on air still?
Yeah, we're still in there. Oh yeah, no. I'll call you. I'll call you a few minutes to go over. Eli too. All right, let's get out of here.
All
Thank
right.
you, everybody.